Yes, I can remember the Pembroke ferry crossing. I was quite young then. The Cleddau Bridge opened, I think it was in 1975 or 1976. My father had an engineer in works in Cairo, and we used to frequently go across the ferry because we had to pick up nuts and bolts and other components from Milford Docks. There was a factory there. And it was very awkward getting a car onto the ferry. There was a very steep curving ramp down to it from Hobbs Point. My mother was very adept at getting the car. We had a Datsun Chery at the time, as I recall. But sometimes, if you were a bit late getting to the ferry, you'd be halfway down the ramp and the ferry boatman would say, "Sorry, full up now." And then you had to reverse the car back up the ramp, back onto the jetty. And that took some doing. But there's a lot of funny stories about the crossing. I've heard stories about when cricket teams, for example, used to go across as foot passengers, and they'd play at Nayland or something like that, and then they'd be coming back on the boat towards Hobbs Point, and Silcock's bus would be coming down to Hobbs Point then to meet the ferry. And if the ferry was 2 or 3 minutes late, very rarely would the bus driver wait. And it was quite frustrating halfway over that the players used to see their bus turn round at Hobbs Point and disappear, and then they'd have to wait for the next bus to come.